So, we learned about 2 weeks ago, last week we didn't have a share, we learned about Tzchar Shabbos. Moving on from Tzchar Shabbos, we said one yisoid, that one of them is going to be in the share here, that Tzchar Shabbos, making money on Shabbos, is only osur when what you're dealing with is a schirus, either it's providing a service or rental of goods, but rental of something, a car, etc. But if you're selling something on Shabbos, the Yehuda says that's pasha, you have to pay for it. You can't go into someone's store, take out a bottle of wine. Oh, Tzchar Shabbos, sorry, I can't pay you for that. That's pasha, that's not called Tzchar Shabbos. Just keep that in mind as we move forward. So the shayla that became a shayla that the Pesachim started dealing with, which is going to be the example we'll try to use to extrapolate from, the guy with the internet businesses, Amazon and the like, if you're allowed to continue doing those sales on Shabbos, is the vending machine. The vending machine, someone owns a machine out on the street, and he has potato chips and cookies or cigarettes, whatever the shayla was back then. And the shayla is he allowed to keep that vending machine active on Shabbos or not? Or is it considered that he's doing mekach u'memkar? There's an issur d'rabbanan to do mekach u'memkar, to buy and sell on Shabbos. So is that considered buying and selling on Shabbos? Or not? That was the shayla. So the first makar for the shayla is the first page is Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger has a shayla like this: is a person allowed to make a kinyan, which is the ma'isa is now and the chalois is tomorrow? There's such a thing, you can make a kinyan la'achar zman, that you make it now and it's chal 30 days from now. Or let's say you do it al tanai, and when the tanai is mekuyim, then the chalois is chal then. So the kinyan is activated, it takes effect when the tanai happens. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger wants to know, is a person allowed to make a kinyan now to take effect on Shabbos? On Shabbos, I'm not doing anything. It's just being chal memel on Shabbos. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger, his first raya is from the shayla of a pidyon ben. Why can't you do a pidyon ben on Shabbos? He says, why don't you do a very good etzah? Just give the kohen the money before Shabbos, and then it'll be chal on Shabbos. That's one of his rayas. Then he gives a meridik raya from his main whole arichos in the tshuvas, 3 pages, is about this raya from Yuma. If you ever learn Yuma, the halacha in Yuma is that the kohen gadol has to have a wife. If he doesn't have a wife, he's not a good kohen gadol for Yom Kippur, because that's one of the costs. But the thing is that if the wife dies in the middle of Yom Kippur, what do you do? So they prepare a backup wife for him to marry. But the question is, you can't get married on Yom Kippur. Okay, so marry two. You're allowed to have, but the posuk's mashma, the kohen gadol is only allowed to have one wife. So he has to have one for sure, but he can't get married. So the Gemara, it's a whole daf Gemara trying to figure out how to make it that he should always have a wife and use the backup one without getting married on Shabbos. So Frank to Kivega, the Shagas Arya, Pasha Rishaya, why don't you just do the whole Kiddushin before Shabbos? Al Tanai, it's only Chal if the one that I'm married to now dies. Pasha. And then if the lady will die, then this Kiddushin will kick in. So this is Kivega's Raya, that since the Gemara didn't say this, that it's Osir to do that. And basically, it's also to make a kinyan before Shabbos that should be chal on Shabbos. This is Rabbi Kiveger's main raya. Okay, whatever you look in the sugya, you look in the tshuva. It's like his mama's going this over there.
Do you think the status would change if he came into Yom Kippur with a wife and she died on Yom Kippur?
No, he has to have one wife coming into Yom Kippur. He has to have a base for success. So Shalom's, what if she dies? This is Rabbi Kiveger's eye. Bottom line is, the halacha according to Rabbi Kiveger is, he's mitzadid and he goes, that it's osur, midrabanan, to make a kinyan before Shabbos, to be chal on Shabbos. Rav Moshe has a whole arichas on his raya, in Chela Gimel, Shuvah Mem Dalet. Rav Moshe has a whole arichas about the raya of Rabbi Kiveger, but he says, Lamaisa, even if Rabbi Kiveger's raya is not a good raya, but he says the halacha. So Lamaisa, even though it's only in this drabanan, we can't argue with Rabbi Kiveger. So Rav Moshe is choshesh for Rabbi Kiveger. The Tshuvas Imre Yosher is choshesh for Rabbi Kiveger. A lot of the Gedolei Acharonim were choshesh for Rabbi Kiveger. So, before we go right, there's a very important kasha. What's pshat in Rabbi Kiveger? Frekta Avni Nezer, Pashat Shaila. Avni Nezer asks, which is also in the booklet, a very Pashat Shaila. The whole issue is in Issur Drabanan. Even by a Malacha de Eraisa, this would be mutter. If you do everything before Shabbos, and it's just chal on Shabbos, it's okay. You could do that even deraisa. You could take a pot. You could take a pot, put it on the fire before Shabbos, and let it cook.
Even if it's raw?
If it's raw, for sure. Yeah, and if it's not raw, you just have to cover it, so you shouldn't be mechate. But as far as the cooking is concerned, it's okay. Because why? You're cooking? No, I did it all before. It's just happening by itself. Every malach is like that. You could do it before Yom. You're allowed to turn on lights. I turned it on before, now the light is burning. How you light a candle before Shabbos? I did it, it's burning now. You did everything before. So, how could Rabbi Kiveger, what's the pshat in Rabbi Kiveger? How could the logic be like that? What's the svara? So the Chubas Emre Yosher says very poshut. It's not in there. But the Emre Yosher says, he says that it's poshut that it's a problem because the whole issur of Mekach Memkor was Gzer Shema Yichtoiv. The whole issur of doing business on Shabbos was Gzer, you shouldn't come to write. So Mamel, if any part of the kinyan is happening on Shabbos, I may write it down. So it's not Mitzvah Gzer. That's his pshat. Very simple. But the Avnei Nezer says a lomdus. He says a gevaldik lomdus. And the Imre Bina also goes with this lomdus. That basically they say that it's very different than cooking. Cooking, you put it on and you're done. It happens by itself. Over here, if I do it before Shabbos, if I do a Maisa, and it's going to be Chal in 30 days from now, I need Das, I still need to have Das, my intention, my Kavan has to be to sell the item in 30 days. If I don't have Das, then I can be Mevatel the Kenyan. So essentially, my Das Makne, my Das, my intention to sell is still Kayim on Shabbos, and that's what's allowing the Mechira to go through. That's the lomdus of the Avnei Nezer. You're sleeping, but if you're dead, he says, if the guy would die, then his Yershim wouldn't get it. Because it was never his, and the Gemar Kenyan is not Chal now. So it's not your moment yet. It's not yours. So you, and he also brings down a Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says that if the person becomes a Shoite, also Kordaikis, he becomes a Shoite, okay, after the Maisa, before it's Chal, before it takes effect. Now he has no Das. So you say, fine, you don't have to have Das anymore. You did everything before. Now it all happens by itself. No. The Gemara says, it's told in Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. It's not so simple. So why not?
Are talking about a get?
It's talking about a get, but it's all...
It's applicable for
a Kenyan, because anything that needs to have a Maisa and it takes effect later, okay, that means you're controlling it. So the question is, at what point do you need Das? At the point that you did the action, or at the point that it takes effect?
Does
so you're trying to bring a proof that you need Das when it takes effect as well.
Even when, like you said, even when you're sleeping?
Sleeping means that basically you would wake him up, he would have Das. That's called he has Das. Mm-hmm. But the guy's a shoiter, he's dead or whatever. Or even more, says the Imibino, what if it means if he's choizer? He decides he doesn't want it.
Does this Das dependent on both parties, meaning the...
Well, the Lokech is taka buying it later. Yeah, both parties, yeah.
So they both have the option to close there, and if one of them dies...
Now, the Rabbina says there's a type of Kenyan that you could do, I'm not getting involved in this, but there's a type of Kenyan that you can do that takes effect in 30 days from now, that you could basically make it that you can't be Chozer. There's such a Kenyan, Me'achshav. So if you do Me'achshav, then Rabbina says that Rabbi Kiveger's didn't wouldn't be true. Because that's how you did everything before. That's Imre Bina. But basically, the svar. What? No. It's just the zman is later. Either retroactively or. Yeah. Okay.
The guy died.
It's complicated, that Me'achshav business. But let's leave it at that. Yeah, maybe. So anyway, let's leave it at that. The Imre Bina and the Avnei Nezer say it's not like an Issa D'oraisa. It's a real. You're taking part in the action. Okay? This is one shot. Now, according to this. Now based on this Rabbi Kiveger says the Minchas Yitzchak, which is over here, Siman Lamed Gimel Dalet. Minchas Yitzchak says that Memela, he calls it the vending machine, the automot, whatever, the automatic machine. He says that based on Rabbi Kiveger it should be Aser. Based on the Rabbi Kiveger, it would be awesome. Why? Because essentially, what's the vending machine? The vending machine is that the seller had Das Makne. He's essentially setting up the sale. Whomever comes on Shabbos, I'm going to sell it to you. So even if you want to say I'm not an active participant in the sale on Shabbos because I already had my das before, but it's not worse than Rabbi Kivager's case where you did everything before with the seller, you knew who the seller was, it's just taking effect on Shabbos. So you're selling it to him now. So he says, how could that be? That's also like Rabbi Kivager's case. Okay, so we'll see.
What is the person who has a vending machine? What is his das?
His das is that he put the offer on the table that I'm selling this thing for 25 cents. Whoever wants it could be the lookout. But I already set up my part of this in the sale before Shabbos.
Right, but in that case, you can't be closing. If you wanted to, you can't, right?
Well, you're not there, but if technically you could.
No. Let's say I'm closing from it. The sale.
So I'll go on my phone and I'll cancel the machine. What do you mean? I'm just not there, but I could cancel at any second theoretically.
Only at the time when you do something active, though. This is
what. No. I have das to sell, but I could change my mind at any moment. So I'll send my shliach, go turn off the machine.
Okay, but only at that time they do something active.
I'm just not there. I'm just not there. But I don't want to sell it anymore. I don't want to sell it. If I'll be there, I could turn it off. So the Minchas Yitzchak says like this, Hinei, b'negei l'chashash harishon, k'far nimtza b'zeh, you see that the title of the shir of the tshuva is b'nidan mechir automati b'shabbos. That's the title of the tshuva, this vending machine. So he says, b'negei l'chashash harishon, k'far nimtza b'zeh b'tshuvas ha'gdoyle ha'achroinim l'isser, v'harishon sh'nistapik b'zeh o'agoyin rabbi kivager, u'maskanoysi l'isser. He basically brings Rabbi Kivager that it's aser, v'chulu, and if you look at the last five words of the paragraph, he says, last four lines, he says, Nimtza koineyo anochri b'mashich b'shabbos havali k'moichar b'shabbos, haray, after akinyin nigmar me'elov b'shabbos, even though the kinyin is completed by itself, b'loy ma'isa yisrael, v'haray shom kibal yisrael al-kesef, u'bi aranochri l'kinoiz, m'komokom osar, imkein l'chor, k'moy kein, b'nido in didan. So the Minchas Yitzchak, we'll go through his proof in a second, but the Minchas Yitzchak uses this, Rabbi Kivager, as the fundamental principle to Aser, because he says, you basically did it, who cares if you did everything before, but the Kenyan is going through on Shabbos, that's a problem. Now, there's tshuvas out there that say that it's mutter. Now, why are they saying, well, what's the pshat? They're coming from two places. Okay? The tshuva is Chelkas Yankov, is Rav Breish, and they come also from the Marshag. The Marshag was a Talmud of the Maram Shik, and they basically want to say the following. If you look at the next page, there's a line in the Shulchan Aruch. What? There's a line in the Shulchan Aruch. The line in the Shulchan Aruch is as follows. It says, Mutter loseis la'ako mois merev Shabbos liknois loy uvavach lo yomer lo kneim Shabbos. I'm allowed to go to a guy, give him money, and say, you know, there's stuff on sale. There's stuff on sale at that store. Can you go ahead and buy it for me on Shabbos? So that I'm not allowed to do. But if I give him the money and tell him go buy it for me, and he buys it for me on Shabbos, that's okay.
What if you
want to
sell on Shabbos?
That's probably a problem. So the Ramah says, Hagah, v'chein mutter litein le'begadim limkar. Also the opposite. I can give him my merchandise to sell. As long as I don't tell him to sell it on Shabbos. So what's the Ramah saying? The Ramah says, I can give you something to sell. You're going to sell it on my behalf. As long as I didn't make you a direct shliach to sell on Shabbos, it's mutter. So says the Chelkas Yankov. Says the Chelkas Yankov, Rav Breish from Switzerland, in the Tshuva. He says, this is a Mefurish Ramah, that this is mutter. Because as long as I didn't tell him to be my shliach on Shabbos, it's completely mutter.
But didn't we...
Rabbi Kivager is totally different. So the Yisoid of Rabbi Kivager, and I guess he's learning not like the Avni Nezer, not like the Imri Bina, not like those Achrayim. The Yisoid of Rabbi Kivager is because I set it up on Wednesday to be chal on Shabbos. So you did an active thing about Shabbos. So the issue you did was on Wednesday, not on Shabbos. You're not allowed on Wednesday to go ahead and do a mecher on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to set up something to be chal on Shabbos. That's the problem. Okay? So Rabbi Kivager's case is very specific. It's because you did it before to take effect on Shabbos. That's why it's awesome. But if you didn't do anything at all, and you're totally a passive participant in the mecher, you didn't do anything. I'm sitting in my house. I have no idea what's going on in the machine. The guy is the only one doing anything about the sale. He's coming in. He's putting in the money. He's taking the item. It has nothing to do with me at all. So he's doing the sale, not me. Nothing to do with me. So therefore, says the Chag exactly, it's mutter. And then Marshag also says that. Marshag says, Avad, it's mutter, because I didn't do anything. Now, if you look at the Marshag inside, the real reason he's matzah is because it doesn't really hold the Rebbe Kivager. He doesn't want to say that straight out, because he can't not say like Rebbe Kivager, but he really doesn't hold the Rebbe Kivager, so he's trying to like tiptoe around it. But basically, he doesn't hold the Rebbe Kivager. And then he's, even according to Rebbe Kivager, it's different. Because I'm not an active participant at all in the sale. In Rebbe Kivager's case, I did the whole thing. I just did it before. But here, and what's the rye? The rye is this halacha, that if I give my merchandise to a guy and he sells it for me on Shabbos, it's mutter, because I didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos. Here also, the vending machine, I didn't ask anyone to do the sale on Shabbos. If I cared, I would rather it all be sold on Friday.
But if the person goes into to purchase from the vending machine, he's only on Shabbos, his only availability, his only window is that day. So isn't it as if it's set up to be chal on that day?
Yeah, but I'm not selling it to him. I'll sell it to the guy that came Friday.
Right, but the 7 days a week is you have each day to go and do it.
We'll see about that. Maybe that svar does apply, but here, since I don't mind if everyone would have sold it before, it's not my problem. Now the only thing is that Lania's daiti, so I was very happy because I didn't understand. I really didn't like this comparison to this halacha. It's very shver. And then I saw in the next tshuva of the Chalkas Yaakov, he didn't live that long ago. He's pretty recent. So in the next tshuva, his son asked him this kasha that I had. So in the next tshuva, he says, you know, the whole tshuva was to his son. So he says, you wrote me back a kasha on what I said. So he tries to answer. But the kasha is very simple. It's totally different. The two cases are totally different. In the case of the guy he's selling for you, he's your shliach. If I tell him to go on Shabbos, so he's my shliach to sell it on Shabbos. If I told him to go whenever you want, and he's selling a shot on Shabbos, a daita d'nafshe. So he's not my shliach for that. I never told him to do anything on Shabbos. He's selling a daita d'nafshe. He's selling because he wants to sell it on Shabbos. So he's selling it, and it's his dasa. By the machine. The machine is my shliach to sell it. The machine is not a seller. The machine has no das. The machine is the store. I'm selling it, and the guy is buying it. There's only two people here. The machine is not a shliach. There's nothing to do with anything. So my das is to sell it to whomever walks into the store on Shabbos, and the guy comes into the store and sells it. So I'm selling it on Shabbos to him. What does it have to do with the case of the shliach? It's a very fine distinction. The shliach case is, if he's not my shliach, then he's doing it on his own. And he's the seller, not me.
Are we saying he's your shliach? What do we say he's your shliach?
He's your shliach on Shabbos? No, so I did an afshir. So he's not my shliach. That's why it's mutter. But that's not the machine. The machine, I'm the seller, not the machine. The machine is not a guy that I gave the stuff to him to sell for me. The machine is just my store. And I'm the seller. I'm the seller no matter what. So it's not comparable to this case. So the Chalkas Yaakov tries to answer why it is, whatever, but I think it's very very different, the two cases. Okay? So,
well, how does he justify it?
How does he go back? Because he says basically that the yisoid of this heter is because the moicher, the seller, did his part in the sale before Shabbos. What's the seller's part in the sale?
Filling the machine.
No, the seller's part in the sale is the das. The das to sell. That's my part of the sale. My part of the sale is I'm willing to sell it at this price.
Well, we said you could be closer at any time, though, right?
He's not going with that svara. Because if you go with that svara, then it's also. We're already still with Davni Nezer. He's going with a different svara. That the point of Rebbe Kivager is because you did everything before Shabbos, about Shabbos. You're not allowed to talk about Shabbos even on Wednesday. That's how he's learning. So he's saying, over here in the guy's case, the seller's part in the sale is the das. So I had das to sell, and then I gave it over to the guy. The rest, the guy does on his own. Since I'm not, he's learning that the pshat is, since I'm not an active participant in the sale, it's allowed to go through even on my behalf.
So how did he agree to the vending machine?
So he's being matzah to the vending machine. Because he's saying, since my part in the sale is the das, and I did that before Shabbos, then if the guy comes in and wants to sell it, it's mutter. That's how he's learning. Okay, and the marshag, they're both materit. So these are the two ways to go. Do you learn that the vart is that the reason Rebbe Kivager asked is because you actually did a maise about Shabbos? Okay, but the vending machine, when I didn't do anything about Shabbos, I just have my das before Shabbos, and everything else happens later. without my consent, without me, is that mutter, and that's the Chalkes Yaakov, the Marashak. Or do you go with Davni Nezer and the Imri Bina, and they learn that the more glatt pshat in Rabbi Kiveger, that the pshat is that the mecher is still kaim and I'm still doing something, and therefore it would be aser to have the vending machine going on Shabbos like the Minchas Yitzchak. So this is a very big machloikis. In the Orcha Shabbos, which is a pretty mainstream sefer, the Orcha Shabbos goes with the Marashag. So there's definitely Yeshal Milismoich to go with the Makilim on this, because the whole thing is in a Sidra Bonon of Mekach Umemkar. There is Yeshal Milismoich for the vending machine for this thing. But let's assume for a minute that we're going with the Machmirim, with the Minchas Yitzchak, and the way I would think is the more, you know, if you really want to go with Rebbe Kiveger. By the way, very interestingly, even the Chalkas Yaakov has one case that he does Aser. He asks the following case. Let's say you have a vending machine for a service. For example, so let's say you put the quarter and it takes a picture. You know, you have those booths?
Yeah.
So he says there he wants to ask her, even according to his own svara. Because there, he says, by a sale, you could say, I don't care if it happens on Shabbos. For kid, I would rather everything be sold Friday. But here, I would want everything to be sold Friday and Shabbos. I want it to be full the whole Friday and to be full the whole Shabbos.
What's the difference? What's the difference?
The difference is that there I have much more das for it to be active on Shabbos, number one. Number two is there's a schar Shabbos issue. You're not allowed to make money on Shabbos. Why? Because we said the vending machine is not a schar Shabbos issue because you're buying and selling. So when someone's paying you for your item, you're allowed to make money on that. But you're not allowed to make money for a service. And here, when you're here, it's like a rental. Here it's like a rental. The guy's putting the dollar in the machine so he could rent it for 5 minutes to you giving him the service of the picture. So a rental is very different than purchase.
But your das is how could your das be different?
He's saying the das is a little different because the vending machine, you only have a limited amount of chips in there. You have 10 bags of chips.
Right.
You don't care if all those 10 bags are sold on Friday.
The same thing with the photo machine.
The photo machine can go on forever.
No,
so I want it to be
film.
No.
But if you have a guy that goes and refills on Shabbos,
oh, that's not good. That you wouldn't have to sell.
Yeah. One of those who make children buying for just like a quarter, and
right.
Why isn't that a flaw? Why do we wear your scratch Shabbos on the picture machine?
You would have to, because what's a flaw?
What's when you empty the machine?
Nah, that's a shvach flaw. We said last week, Havla has to be that the whole thing was not a Shabbos deal. Here you made Shabbos, if a guy rents for you on Shabbos, and then some, no, that's not, no, it's a Shvach Havla there. Anyway, he's masking to ask there. Okay, fine. Now let's take it one step further to the,
Doc, it has to be a product that you build and sell on Friday, so you have to go in the newspaper.
Right. 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 Elchami, you would lose that svar. Right, you would lose that svar, correct. Right. Now, right, which makes a lot of sense. Then your das is for Shabbos.
Right, so
then even the Chalkes Yaakov would be maskin. Because his mom should be kveger.
In the newspaper vending machine,
that's something. How do you get it filled? How do you fill it up?
It's still your machine. The whole point is the
okay, let's whatever. You're right. But, what? Yeah, the vending machine would be a problem. Correct. Now, or let's say you have a place that the whole thing is only open on Shabbos. You have an amusement park, whatever. Right? What was that?
According to Machmirim, does it make a difference if you can't Shabbos in the vending machine specifically with coins as opposed to a credit card?
No, that's not really.
The credit card isn't going to reconcile until one day anyway.
The Kenyan is the problem. Now, here's the question. Okay, this is where we need some expertise from the people in the field. I don't know how to explain the following thing. Now, let's take it a step further to the modern day vending machine, which is the Amazon or whatever. It's an online business. Okay, so if you're talking about something which does not involve shipping, let's say you have software and you download it or some sort of online service or whatever, so then it would be mamish this shaila. This exact same shaila, l'chaira, of the Minchas Yitzchak with the Chalkes Yaakov, and I don't know, you know, you have to ask the shaila exactly how you know you're on the vending machine. But if...
Why is it the same shaila? There's no product there. It's just downloading some product.
Well, you're selling something. So it's even worse.
Okay.
No, it's not a service. I don't know. What does it mean? You're downloading software. It's a product. It's a product. It's not a service. What?
Downloading software. Where's the key?
There's a mashiach and then download. I don't know.
Pick up the laptop.
I don't know where the Kenyan is. The Kenyan is Mistama Satumta. I don't know. Mistama Derech Oilam. That's how you're kind of. So, Let's take, though, for example, something which involves shipping. Okay, you have an online business and you ship out products on Monday. So, I don't know the metzias of how this stuff works, okay? When is the kinyan nigmar? I have a very big mimonov shok over here. I have a very big problem either way you go. If you explain, okay, that the kinyan is nigmar when the person puts in their credit card information, they press submit, done, the kinyan is there, you gave your credit card information, they have your account, they have the money, let's say, and now, you're asking halachically? Setumta, I don't know. That's the way it is. That's the legal kinyan. So, maybe. And now the item belongs to the other person, to the buyer. So then, it would be a problem with a vending machine. Okay? Or do you say, no, the kinyan is only really nigmar when the shipping is completed? What?
Yeah, the owner is responsible. I'd say Amazon is responsible until it reaches your...
Are they responsible because they're gratis taking a chayis on the lekeach's item? Or the pshat is because it's not nigmar the mekach yet?
But they bill you when they ship it.
They bill you, but you have the ability to...
Can you be chayzer?
You can be chayzer.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You don't have to take it.
Yeah?
You have to be chayzer. The only reason why they need to be chayzer is the refund policy. It's the refund policy.
You're giving the guy a product. He's getting a percentage. He's selling it for you. You didn't say sell a bunch of it. You said sell the laptop. It's not the
vendor. But there's two different Amazon cases. There's one where the Amazon fulfills your order and one that you sell.
Either one doesn't matter for this case. Either way, you're saying sell this for me. You may fulfill it, right? Or Amazon may fulfill it. But you're saying, I'm putting this laptop up for sale. Amazon, I'm going to give you 3% or whatever it is. Go sell this for me. It doesn't matter if it's Shabbos. I prefer to get it Friday. But ultimately, you're telling Amazon to go sell it.
They have it in their warehouse. They have a lot of things in their warehouse.
Okay, maybe it's different then. In your maybe that's more like the case of the Shulchan Aruch,
right?
Where I gave it. Is that really true?
Yeah,
I
think it could be different.
That's exactly. Hey,
my shliach. Okay, let's take a personal website because you're throwing a monkey wrench. Okay, so no, it's good. Maybe that's a header. I don't know. But let's say a personal website. So how does that work? In terms of shipping.
So first of all, are you asking if you as the Jew are shipping on Shabbos?
No, you're not shipping Shabbos. But the sale is completed on Shabbos because your website, some guy logged in North Carolina and bought something.
I think generally the transaction is pending until you actually ship it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so here's my problem. So therefore you would say, fine, so I don't have to close my website on Shabbos because then nothing happens. The Mekach is not nigmar until... The Mekach is not nigmar, so Gevaldar, I can keep my website open on Shabbos.
But now
I have a bigger problem then. I have a much bigger problem. Then you have to make sure that everything you ship, nothing gets shipped on Shabbos. Because if you're telling me that now the Mekach is nigmar on Shabbos with the shipping, then fakir, then it's even more shver. Because if any sale that I do, and I fulfill the order on Thursday, and it lands, and the thing is shipped on Shabbos...
No, ship it as the shipping goes out.
Oh, yeah?
What did you say?
It's not when it's received.
No, it's when you mark your transaction as shipped, that's usually when it goes.
Oh, so as long as I don't ship on Shabbos, then it will be good. So you're saying that as long as I don't... So if the Mekach is not Nigmar...
Website. And you're shipping, you're fulfilling by yourself?
It depends what your deal is. No, I mean,
it could vary from place to place. So the transaction will be pending, but it's not closed until
most big retailers, the practice is not to sell your credit card until shipped. Same thing as Amazon.
You'll see it on your credit card as pending, but you won't see it.
You get charged.
Bottom line is, is Amazon
the same thing? It's not until you actually see they track the shipping that it was delivered. It doesn't go by the delivery.
No, it's one side was marked as shipped, but even after you do the transaction on Amazon, you get 30 minutes to cancel it. So it's not, you know, there is for sure a window where it's open.
Okay, so then it'll be much lighter. So then it's like this. If you're telling me that that's the case, so on something which the Mekach is Nigmar with the sale online, so then it would be tolling the vending machine Shaila L'chaira. Anything which is not Nigmar, so L'chaira, it would be tolling in when the shipping is fulfilled. And that, if you have a firm company, then you can't allow the shipping to be fulfilled on Shabbos. That's partial anyway. That's different Shaila. That's B&H. What? Finish is closed on Shabbos.
So you can't be a vendor for Amazon Prime Now on Shabbos.
You go to what?
You can't be a vendor for Prime Now on Shabbos.
How would you be a vendor for Prime Now?
No, you can't. I'm just saying. You're just throwing out.
What?
Going out there, like if you have
a
mob of getting into Prime Now somehow, they couldn't pick up your stuff on Shabbos.
Right, no, that's true. You know, no, because he's still saying that Amazon is different.
No, so Prime Now, everything, there's two types of Prime Now. There's a version fulfilled Prime Now, where I, as the seller, am going to make sure this goes out right now. And there's FBA, which is in Amazon's warehouse. We've sent it to them in bulk way beforehand, and as they get the orders, they're going to fulfill it. So they're
like
there.
So
if you're an individual seller and you have to fulfill something on Shabbos, if you're from company, you can't do it, right? But if it's something where you sent them 100 of these items beforehand, you said, Amazon, you're getting a percentage of this.
Right, so he wants to tie now that the way Amazon works is essentially it's your shliach to sell. It's not just a platform for everyone to put to sell. It's not like eBay. It's not like every individual merchant is selling their stuff on this platform. And then what?
Different ways to set it up.
Amazon?
I don't know the Matzias. I don't know the Matzias. If the Matzias is that it's your website or that you're the seller, then it would be Tali in the Shiloh. And then and then even if it's Tali in the shipping, then you won't be able to fulfill the shipment
Amazon
on Shabbos. That's obvious.
They're always taking a finder's
fee. That's the finder's fee, but finder's fee doesn't mean anything.
They're selling it on your behalf.
No, it doesn't mean that. It means to use my service. To use my service as... For your, as a broker.
It's a percentage of
they could be a broker. A broker means I'm the seller, he's the buyer, but you're the broker. A broker doesn't mean that you're the seller. A broker just means you put me together with the buyer. Right? So in other words, I don't know if that means it belongs to them. If it gets burnt, if it gets a nisraf, who loses? They don't lose, you lose, right?
Not if you're doing it.
I think it may depend. I don't know the mitzvahs. If you're the seller and they're the buyer, it would depend on this shiloh. If it's actually an Amazon, you know, type of...
Ultimately, when you buy something on Amazon, your credit card transaction is processed by Amazon. Amazon is selling the product.
Doesn't Amazon...
They're going to pay the merchant out 2 weeks
don't
later.
Don't they have a debt in that shape, no matter which way you sell?
That's what he's trying to say. He's trying to say that since you're giving it to them, they're the ones basically selling it. You can't tell them, pull my item off on Shabbos. Well, you pull my item off. I don't want you to sell my item on Shabbos. I mean,
you can turn it off yourself. Well, why can't you take it off on Shabbos?
Why can't you look at the other way? Just like how we started, that you have a store and you have...
That's what I would think. Yeah.
And that the guy is selling, you don't care if he sells it on Friday.
That's what he, well, and that depends how to look at it. Now, there's one other din, by the way.
But can't you look at it?
There's one other raya to this whole shiloh. I just want to speak out this one last raya. There's one other raya to the shiloh. And the raya is from the last case of here in Reish Nun Beis. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, the Reish Nun Beis, it says like this. Let's just finish this, 2 minutes, and then we're done. It says, Umoto limkor lenachri ulehatinoi samuch lechashecha. If I sell it to a guy, I have an item in my house, and I sell it to the guy before Shabbos. As long as he takes it out of my house before Shabbos, it's mutter. Okay, mashma, if he takes it out of my house on Shabbos, it's aser. Okay? Says the Ramah, v'yesh matirin shiyotzi akum b'Shabbos, im yichid loy ha'akum mokoyim. If in my house I already put it in a specific place waiting for him, he's allowed to come in on Shabbos and take it. But he says not to be machmer that. But what's the difference whether the guy, whether you set it aside for him before Shabbos or not? Why does that make a difference? So says the Magen Avraham over here. Mashma shom bagoyis mordchai hatam mishum dakati loy kanoa akom atsheyoytziyoy. Says the Magen Avraham. Because if I sold it to him before, and we did everything, he gave me the money, we did everything before Shabbos. Then he comes in on Shabbos to take his item. When is the kinyan chal? The kinyan is only chal when he takes out the item from my house. Because the koi is not koine with kesef, he's only koine with mashicha. So mamela, when he takes the item out of my house, that's when the kinyan is nigmar. So you see from this, the Mincha Sitzchak proves, you see from this Magen Avraham clearly, that even if the whole entire sale happened before Shabbos, I even got the money before Shabbos. But if the guy comes in and takes the item out of my house on Shabbos, it's also because that's when the Mekach is Nigmar, even though he's doing it totally on his own. So this will be a clear raya l'chayra, not like the Chalkas Yaakov, not like the Matirim. Because it's saying is that even though you got the money before, your mamash did everything before, and you didn't tell him to come on Shabbos. So it's not like, you can't say pshat is because you did something to be goymered on Shabbos. The goy comes into your house and takes it out, and he makes the kinyan. The Magen Avraham says it's aser, because that's when the kinyan is nigmar. So this is a very strong raya to the oisrim that say that even if the whole, if the guy comes in and pulls them, it's his mamish, the same thing. That the guy is coming and pulling the item out of the vending machine, essentially, right? That it should be awesome. Now, the Chalkas Yaakov gets out of it by quoting a Maram Shik. That the Maram Shik says that that's not Pshat on the Ramah. The Maram Shik says Pshat on the Ramah is that's Mar Sayin. Not of being going with the Kenyan. Because why would I care if you were going with the Kenyan? Because it's totally Agav. I didn't do anything. Same thing. It's just that it looks bad. It looks bad. It's Maris Ayin, and that's why it's Aser. And therefore, the Maris Ayin you wouldn't have on a vending machine. So therefore, that's the Chalkas Yaakov's pshat. But Lamaisa, let's just summarize.
In the Magen Avraham, it says, "Rabbi, if you can't have a kemofro of Shabbos, the Magen Avraham. Why is it kemofro? It's takamofro. So that could be why."
So same thing. It's only. It's a little lighter. It's a little lighter. I hear. Okay. Good. Good. I'm not sure. Now, so let's summarize what we have. Okay, we have the Shiloh begins with Rabbi Kiveger. The Rabbi Kiveger says you're not allowed to sell something before Shabbos and let it be chal on Shabbos. There seems to be two mahalchim in Rabbi Kiveger. There's Avni Nezer. There's the Imre Bina, and what we're saying is also mashman this last Magen Avraham that it's usur because. Even if the guy is the sole participant in the sale on Shabbos, but since the mekach is happening on Shabbos, that's also awesome. The Isser mekach mamkers, even if the yid is a passive participant, if his items and he is buying and selling on Shabbos, is awesome. So the vending machine would be awesome according to that. The Chalkas Yaakov and the Marashag, they want to say no, the Magen Avraham is only out to Marasayin, and there's no Isser if the yid couldn't care less about when the sale happens, and he doesn't care. Everything is just happening purely on the guy's end of it, and the yid's das was already nigmar before Shabbos. All that's mutter. Rabbi Kiveger is only talking about because you set it up to go on Shabbos. Otherwise, it would be mutter. So we said the vending machine maybe would be usher, and the online business would, we said, would depend. If it's something which is completed at the time of the, you know, of the sale, online sale before shipping, so then L'chaira, it should be subject to this shayla of the vending machine. If it's Amazon, someone's ma'or, that by Amazon, which is maybe a shliach, maybe that's different. Maybe that's not you selling it. We have to get down to the bottom of that, exactly what's the metzias. But if it's your own website, then if the sale's completed, then it would be bound. If the sale's only completed with the shipping, and you don't fulfill the shipping till after Shabbos, then L'chaira would be mutter. Yom Tif may be more of an issue. You have to just make sure that the shipping wouldn't be completed on Yom Tif, because then it would be subject to this shayla.
What about shipping on Chol HaMoed? Would that be an issue as well?
Chol HaMoed, I think El's mom, we're going to talk about Chol HaMoed.
So
Chol HaMoed's a whole different different thing.
If your website had a subscription service, let's say they're paying on Shabbos just to get access to this content, that would be an issue, right?
And we said paying for a service may be totally different, so maybe that's different. A service, I don't know how that, you know.
Because you get money, you get access to everything at that time. If your website is hosting that, then
right. I mean, I don't know how that works. That's like paying for a service? What is that?
Is that an individual question?
Like, your website has online tutorials, and so you're hosting, so someone goes on Shops and says, I want to get access to these things. You're not shipping anything. You're not.
It's probably totally nigmar. It's probably totally nigmar now. I mean, I don't exactly know what the metzias of it is in halachically. L'chaira, it's nigmar now.
What's the
yeah, okay.